Today's reading is from Matthew 22, verses 34 to 40. When the Pharisees heard that he had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked them a question to test them. "Teacher, which commandment is greatest in the law?" He said to him, "You shall love your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets."
No, yes, it does. Hello. Sorry, I had to scramble and find a stand for this last minute because I'm really well prepared. So I'm going to talk for a bit, hopefully not too long, for your sakes. Kids, if you are interested, there is a ton of colouring down there. But otherwise, you can have a go at listening to me. Good luck. So we're in a bit of a sermon series at the moment, aren't we? And it's about what if Jesus came back tomorrow? Now, you might sit there and think, "Yeah, Jesus is coming back tomorrow, woohoo!" You might sit there and think, "Oh my word, Jesus is coming back tomorrow," for all sorts of reasons. And we've talked about a couple of other things in the series so far, but what we're jumping in on today is, if he came back tomorrow, would he find a loving community? Generally speaking, yes. I feel very loved here, pre this talk. I think we could say that with some certainty, couldn't we, that yes, this is a loving environment, this is a loving community, a loving unit of people. But what does it actually mean to be a loving community? So I jump back to Jesus' definition of this in Matthew 22, which Cobby just read for us. Two things: love the Lord your God with all your heart, good, people were awake, all your, and all your, cool, we got them all different ways around, but you get the message. And the other one is, love your neighbor as yourself. The church is awake and alive this morning. The first thing to realize is we are always, always, always not going to manage to do that. Because we're not God. We're not Jesus. We try and strive to be as Christ-like as we can, but at the end of the day, we are all fully human. So although we're made in the image of God, we're not God himself, and we have humankind's fallible nature. But we're still made in God's image, so it's not completely impossible. So despite not being perfect, and despite the fact that we will never be perfect until Jesus does come again, we've got God's own DNA woven into the fabric of who we are. Just hang out with that thought for a second. You've got God's DNA in you. That's cool. Yeah, Dave. If you've got God's DNA in you, traits of his character, traits of his love will come through. It just will. You can't help it. We're not all like bad people everywhere. So we've got the two greatest commandments that Jesus gave us. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, all of that. Love your neighbor as yourself. That's the bedrock of a loving community. How do we carry that mandate into Saltney and the Laich? I think we kind of do it already. But I've touched on this in previous times that I've spoken. And it starts with that love for God in each of us. And as a collective. But it's got to mean something in there for it to mean something around here and then something else out there. I'm harking back to Simon's talk a bit here. Sermon series. It starts in times of prayer and times of worship. This here, this morning, isn't nice instruments and nice sounds and stuff. This is glorifying Almighty God from the core of our beings. This isn't soft stuff. That time that you take in the week to pray, whether you do or don't, whether it's like me, a sort of running for a train normally, oh Lord, please help me catch this, or if it's time that you carve out to sit down and pray and talk to God, all of that is adoring on Jesus, and that is, like Simon said, it's what we were made for. I'm going to throw another one into the mix, which might shock certain people in the room. PCC meetings. Yeah, thank you, PCC members. PCC meetings are totally part of being a loving community, because kind of obvious, but that's where all the decisions about what we're going to do in the community kind of get made. We had one this last week, and we had to make some pretty big financial decisions. The ministries of this church got prioritized in that meeting. On whatever level we're talking about, the ministries of the church are how the church generally loves people and is a loving community. Whether it's babies and toddlers, whether it's kids groups on a Sunday morning, youth work, whether it's debt advice centre, whether it's the worship, whether anything, any ministry of this church, anything this church puts its hands to in Jesus' name is part of our act of being a loving community. Let's get a bit more personal. Anytime a couple in this church has a child, pretty much generally, there's this amazing movement of a core of people who say, we're going to cook for you this week and next week. It's usually 2 weeks, isn't it? And as someone who's experienced that, it's massively blessing. My goodness, do you need the help? But it's massively blessing. Anytime someone in the church falls ill or is struggling with something, the church rallies round and is there. That person is held up by the church family. That is part of being a loving community. I'm not going to spend too long this morning because it's taken time already. Worship team, if we could start plinking things soon, that'd be great. I'll come back to what I've said before. Here's my own mini sermon series. It starts within us, those two commandments and holding those commandments in our lives. It starts in there. Love the Lord your God with some of this and some of that. He didn't say that. Love the Lord your God with all. All that you have. Don't hold anything back from him. Because it all belongs to him anyway. So you can try, but it won't work. Prayer. Worship. Being part of this amazing church family, in our homes, in our workplaces, in contemporary settings, in social settings, with our finances, like Henny was preaching on last week, during rest, during travel. It's an inexhaustive list of areas of our lives that we can give all that we are to Jesus. And I'm going to harp back to the last talk I gave. And I had a couple of images in that. The first one was talking about front lines, which is, yeah, it's a term we use a lot in this church. Front lines is anywhere you go that you carry the love of Jesus into. And it's like in the theatre or in the cinema, you get those ice cream vendors and they've got the box strapped to them on the front. And you can't really get away from that. It's everywhere. So you've got that front line. And the other thing we had was, if you, normally during the week, we've got rows of seats, haven't we? And I had an image from God that everyone sitting in a seat had put up a nice little fence around them on all four sides. And they got the varnish out and treated the wood really well. And then they got the paint, painted it beautifully. I mean, these were good looking fences. But we were all sat in our nice white picket fenced boundary. And it was really comfortable. But God doesn't call us to be comfortable, does he? Giving your all is not comfortable. If you give everything, you give everything. It's not comfortable because it's not meant to be. And I'll take this moment to remind you about the finance talk that Henny gave last Sunday. There's stuff coming up with that we're going to need to deal with as a church. And it's not going to be easy. But what does God ask of us when we are giving to him? So if there's something this morning that you feel God is asking you to do, doesn't have to be finance stuff, doesn't have to be anything to do with anything that we're talking about in this series. There could be something really personal on your heart that you can feel God poking at right now. Just land on that. Close your eyes if it helps. Just land on it. What is that white picket fence you've got up? And how are you going to kick it down and trample it as you walk forward with that ice cream box strapped to your chest and start giving out God's goodness? Maybe it's prayer, maybe it's worship, maybe it's someone you feel God getting you to talk to this week. Maybe it's something completely different. But whatever it is, and whatever you've landed on, even if you struggle to land on something, as we go into this time of worship, do whatever you need to do to boot down that fence on all four sides. Do whatever is practical outside of this building as well to make that happen. Because that's what we're called to do as this loving community. We're really good at being a loving community. We're really good. Don't take this as not being encouraged, because we're really good at it. Look at all the stuff that this church does. But what about all the stuff that God wants to do still? It's not a one-time thing. It's an all-time thing. So as we worship now, kick down those fences.
Stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good father, it's who you are. Who you are, it's who you are, and I'm loved by you. It's who I am, it's who I am, it's who I am. I've seen many searching for answers far and wide, but I know we're all searching for answers.